Utsabuna, Father Shinoda, will conclude our prayers today.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. From all our hearts, our Lord, we thank you. Unworthiness, we are standing in your holy house, among the angels, the martyrs, the saints, and the people of the house of God. Whenever we are standing here, we are standing in the sanctuary, in heavens. We say with Jacob, this is the gate of heavens, and this is the heart of God. Yes, our Lord, the time that we spend here is cut from the life outside, as if we are not on earth, because we live, or we stand, or we spend our time before your holy throne. What a wonderful time, what a blessed time, what a holy time when you bless our senses and purify our hearts and cleanse our minds. We love you, our Lord. We love you from the bottom of our hearts because you loved us eternally. You loved us perfectly. And you love us unconditionally. As we are still sinners and weak, you still loving us and forgive us our sins. While we have some part in the world, we are everything to you. You defend us. You protect us. You surround us with your angels. And you accept our repentance, redeeming us, paying the price of our sins. That's why every time we come to pray, and every time we come to stand all together in one heart and one spirit, we feel how much do you love us. That's why when we are speaking to you now, we insist to worship our hearts before you, asking you to remain in your love with us and to keep your love to us and to let your Holy Spirit guide us in every word we say, every place we go to, and every thought comes to our mind. Our Lord, we ask you to accept the prayers of your children who are standing now in this holy place. Those who lift up their hearts silently. No one but you heard the minutes of their hearts and the supplications that they spoke to you by heart, not by mouth. Accept their prayers and give us always blessing and joy every time you come to us. Fill our hearts with joy and happiness and peace and hope. Without these things, we cannot continue to live in this world, challenging against the tricks of the devil and against the trying of the devil to put us down and far from you. Through the intercession of the Mother of God and the prayers of the saints, the apostles and disciples, whom we are fasting in remembrance of the birth and the first days of your church long, long time ago, accept their intercessions and prayers for us and make us always worthy to be your children who pray to their holy beloved Father, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Through Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine the kingdom, the power, the glory, now and ever, forevermore. Amen. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen.